So one of the biggest pulls for travel for me is this kind of idea that you're going to stumble across something really like magical. So like the idea that you'll be like walking through the Himalayas and all of a sudden you'll see like a Yeti and you guys will make like eye contact and you'll be like, yes, we understand each other, and then walk off. But actually for me, it's a little bit more selfish. Like I'm always really hoping that I'll find some sort of magical superpower that'll help me, like a little necklace that'll make me able to breathe underwater. And in that case, I can swim because I'm a horrible swimmer. So this kind of followed me while I was studying abroad in Ghana during college. For those of you who are geographically challenged, Ghana is in Western Africa. It's about the size of Colorado. More importantly, it is next to a country called Togo. You can remember Togo because it sounds like pogo, and Togo kind of looks like a pogo stick. It's right next to Benin, and the two countries make up kind of like the voodoo capital of the world. So this is like the number one place for me to find my magical item. And so, of course, me and my friends decide we're going to go there over the weekend. So we take a bus over there. And we get to the number one place that I want to go is the fetish market. Now, perverts, come on. It's not a sexual fetish. A fetish is an object that is it's kind of desired for its magical power. So this is like my number one thing. And the fetish market will definitely have it. I mean, they probably like store Horcruxes in like sets of seven, you know, like it's the place to be. So we get out of the cab and there's this really big gate. And, you know, this guy comes up to the gate and there's a sign that says like Voodoo Marché. And you're just like, yes, this is the place. I'm going to find something here. So then the guy comes up and with the most unintimidating voice ever, he's like, hello, welcome to the voodoo market. It's going to be, you know, 5,000 francs to get in per person, and then 10,000 francs for the tour guide, and then 10,000 francs for each camera that comes in. And so immediately, like, my heart sinks, because the number one biggest killer of everything magic is capitalism. And plus, you don't even like pay for magical things anyway, you know? You like do a somersault through some rotating blades, find out that Jehovah is spelled with an I, and then you walk across a little, you know, camouflaged pathway and kill a little Templar, and then you're good. You get the thing. So we're in there, and we go in, and there's kind of like this desert kind of like warehouse-ish area, but no roof or anything. And there's like these shacks around, and these huge tables. And on these tables there are just skins, animal skins, and hooves of things, and antlers, and heads, shrunken heads of monkeys, and things like that. And it's terrifying. So finally we get to the end, and there's this shack, and he's like, "Do you want to see the voodoo priest?" And I was like, yes, of course. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, ah, okay. He's not going to charge me for it. Capitalism, I'm beating you. So we go into this shack, and the voodoo priest comes out, and he's got this like cowboy hat on, Crocodile Dundee hat. And I'm like, yes. And they pull out these little items. And like one item is like this little thing where you whisper into your travel location and put it up, and it makes it good luck while traveling. And then like another thing is like a love potion, which is so exciting. So we're like, yeah, these are so cool. Like, how much? And he's like, oh, we must ask the gods. And I'm like, oh, we must ask the gods. And so he like rolls these cowrie shells, and he's like, oh, this one is 500,000 CD. And I'm like, what? No. And so we like get up. We don't buy them. We go to leave. And like right, I'm still kind of regretting it. I'm like, man, I really want a magical item. And then right as I'm leaving, like the voodoo priest, he kind of grabs my hand, and I turn around. He's got this little sparkle in his eyes, magical sparkle. And then he's like, in his like five words of English, he hands me this voodoo priest business card, and he's like, please tell your friends. Thank you.